Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jerry Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. Showing others how to live. We care.
Well, good evening out there. It is Mind for Monday. Welcome in. Join us, Mind for Monday, short and sweet. We're waking up with Linda McShann and Tiffany with an I. You know, we were away for Think Thursday and Find It Out Friday. And on Think Thursday, I hope that you had wonderful good thoughts, that you thought about your goals and your desires, and you definitely thought about others. Now, Find It Out Friday, you know, we were taking care of some projects that had to be done. And we found out when you are done with A, B is sitting right there waiting on you. It's a never, ever ending journey. So, Find It Out Friday gave us some information to bring things to you to be mindful of on Monday. And to be mindful to start off your week, I'd like to share this with you. The misfortune of others is our misfortune. Our happiness is the happiness of others. To see ourselves and others and feel an inner oneness and sense of unity with them represents a fundamental revolution in the way we view and live our lives. Therefore, discriminating against another person is the same as discriminating against oneself. When we hurt another, we are hurting ourselves. And when we respect others, we respect and elevate our own lives as well. So that's something to keep in mind out there, because you know we're all one here, and that's the way we do it here. We share and care with you. Before we get started, I want you to think about this.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moved.
right. You want to believe it, see it, and be it. And the young lady that's on the line with us, Tiffany with an I, is one of the most remarkable individuals that I know. And I'd like to address her as Tiffany with an I, because that I means I see it, I find a solution for it, and I get it done and completed. Tiffany with an I, Miss Tiffany Jones, are you here to care and share with us on Mind for Monday, your favorite day? Short and sweet, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you on this wonderful Monday?
That's right. You know I like it because you like to come on and give us things to be mindful for. And I think you say because that starts off the week. And you're out there. You're busy, busy young lady. You have full week doing many, many, many things. And I just want to extend to you how much we appreciate you to come on and care and share with us. Now, I'm going to be quiet over here and let you share with us what we need to be mindful of.
This may be a mindful Monday, but it might be a little bit more than mindful. Because over the weekend, you know what I found out?
What?
Are you right? Because you are originally from Texas, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, Texas, I should say, bans abortions.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, a new law went into effect in Texas that bans abortions around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. According to an article by the New York Times that was published in September, this law is the most restrictive abortion measure in the nation. So, interesting.
Well, you know, I always tell people that Texas is a country within itself, okay? Strange place,
mm-hmm.
cool people, many, many ideas down there. It's a good place to get your fuel for your blood to take you through life, because when you step up out of there, you're observant, you're aware, and you speak your damn mind, okay? I don't travel too much into that, but I knew that it was happening. But me personally, I don't feel it's nobody's business what somebody do with their body, okay? So if it sticks
mm-hmm.
and if it flies, so what you gonna do by banning abortions? You're just gonna make those entrepreneurs down there get a bit of business. That's all. Because it's going to keep happening. It'll be underground, but it'll keep happening, okay? So you can't stop anything, and you darn can't stop a person to do what they need to do with their lives. So that's all I got to say about it. Texas is a country within itself. That's it. So it's strange. When I go down to visit, I say I'm going to have on me 10 masks, and I don't even want to go to the grocery store, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a Texan.
I know.
Yeah, different type of mindset, strong mindset, different type of cultures, and the cultures are different, you know. They're very different there. But you're going to be wise, you're going to be observant, you're going to be aware, okay, because you have to be able to survive. I tell people all the time when they speak of slavery, I say we never was slaves, we was always survivors, okay? So, on that
mm-hmm.
note, you gave us some state information. What's happening in the state of California? I was planning on attending a rally, a kickoff rally for Miss Karen Bass that's running for mayor, but, of course, duty calls, and I wasn't quite able to get down there and participate. But I will be participating. I don't know who her opponents are. I haven't really started digging into it. But, you know, it'll be a good change to have a female in that seat. It really will. So I'm kind of like, you know, kind of excited about it. And I know it's going to rib up, roar up, and, you know, lots of experience there. And you and I both know about hitting them tickets and working them slates and getting those numbers out there and seeking those voters. And all I can say on that note is everybody do your research, do your homework, and vote, V-O-T-E. Your vote is your power, Your power comes within your voice. So I'm through with that one. We talked about Texas. We talked about California. What else is happening? How is your show? What's going on? When am I coming on? This is mental wellness month. Yeah, mental
it wellness. It is mental wellness, and you are quite funny to me. You know why? It's because we can run through a topic in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
We might have a 30-minute discussion here, but we'll run through 2 topics in 4 minutes. I love it.
Yeah. That's what you call dialogue and connection and knowing who you're dealing with. Okay? Because
right,
minds
right.
think alike. And with you,
absolutely.
I like you because if you want to get the story and you want to know all the facts about the story, get over there to Tiffany with an I. And with me, I just do it as short and sweet, okay, and let's do what we have to do. And one thing, when you talk about Texans never really, you know how people like to argue and people like to have debates. Texans don't do that. They might say what they're going to say. They're going to say it one time and hope to hell your ears are not stuffed with thick wax so you heard them, okay? And if you didn't hear them, what they'll do is help you cleanse your lens to your eyeballs. Well, let me show you something, okay? But not too much. I've experienced that this weekend because we've had a horrendous weekend doing many, many things. And like I say, duty calls. And when persons' lives are calling you, you have to be there for them, and you have to be there in a manner where you can uplift them and give them different ways of thinking of things. So sometimes that happens, and it's not like I don't love to tell the listeners about find it out on Friday, but this Friday I had to go out there and be, what do you call it, that uplifter, that buoy that's lifting that life up, okay? Because when it calls, you have to be there for someone. And it can
Absolutely.
Be exhausting. It can be exhausting, but each time we light a candle for someone else, we're brightening up our path. So, you know, I'm nosy and I be going everywhere and I need a lot of space. So, you know, I have to light up a lot of candles, a lot of candles just to get myself going and to keep me in balance, you know, doing the kindness type thing. I wanted to touch on a little bit about kindness. You know, kindness is the key in most individuals. You know, sometimes you have to correct them, okay? And try to do it your best with kindness, because we're all going through stuff out here. But then if they're not quite hearing you, then you just go the other way and let them know which way is up and which way is down, but always keep that smile on your face. But you have to do that dance, as I say. So I did a few two-steps over the weekend and, you know, taking care of projects, doing what I had to do, and teaching and learning a lot. But, you know, still making friends or associates around the way because, you know, either you're with me or you're not, okay? And it don't matter. Because I'm a friend to myself. And see, I tell everyone to be mindful of who you are, because when you're a friend to yourself, it don't matter what nobody think, okay? It really doesn't. And that's not an ugly thing, because at the end of the day, Tiffany, you and I know that you only have yourself to deal with out there. So that's topic number 3. Where we going next? We want y'all to be mindful out there. Listen to Tiffany with I. Come on with it, Tiffany. Don't be pulling out no questions on me, you and that Stephanie. Y'all good at that. And I'm not going to allow you to do it because, you know, you get me on that platform and I get to talking crazy and get all wound up. We're not going to do this because we short and sweet today, okay? But we going to give them another side of us. They come in, they're going to see many, many sides over here. Many, many
That's
sides.
True. That's true. Well, you know my show is political, but we'll be talking about other things. So, yeah, so I have to stay up on the issues. So I was so kind of excited, in a sense, to talk to you about it since you've been, you know, you were from Texas. Because I will explore this topic with other people on the show. I'm going to have a pastor on Thursday, and then I'll have probably a candidate tomorrow that talks about abortion. Because when you're campaigning, abortion sometimes comes up, you know, all these issues, how you feel, how you're going to vote, which way you're, you know, persuaded to go, perhaps, or what way you believe, you know, all that. So, but it was just interesting because it just talked about Texas. And so thank you, actually, for your two-minute segment on it. Thank you so much. I know it's Mindful Monday. We don't get into all that. But I was just, you know, it was brought up in conversation over the weekend. And again, you know, my show is, it starts out about politics, but I don't, you know, and we'll talk about a variety of subject matter. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have to talk about it. I'll be talking about politics, religion, things probably no one wants to talk about, but we need to discuss because conversation is key in all and everything. Yes. So, but, yeah, it is mellow. It's Monday. You can tell that the seasons are changing or the season is changing from summer to autumn. It's really nice. There's a chill in the air. We're getting ready for that.
Yes.
At least now you could put on a coat, right?
Yes.
A little jacket, a coat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's always nice.
I'm sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
On a little jacket this evening. I keep what you call my little COVID jacket because if I wear it outside and outside, it stays outside, okay? It's not coming in with me. But I had to go in this little spot and pull it out in order to step out after the sun went down. I said, you know what? Yeah, you've been running around here in these tops, and you've been, I love to keep, in the winter, I always suggest to people to always keep their throat covered. I'm a scoffer, you know, so so now I got another audition. I'll be in the scarf and the mask, but I keep my throat covered when the chill comes out there. It seems to be helpful for me. I don't like to be out in the bare chest. So I had my little jacket in its little spot, and I said, "Who wears that little jacket?" So I took it and shook it and disinfected it, and I went on and did what I had to do and came back and took it and shook it and disinfected it and left it outside where it's going to stay. Nothing up in here with me, okay?
Well, you know, the boosters are now available for people.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna get the booster?
Well, you know, I'm gonna be trying to boost it all up because I'm what you call essential with underlying health conditions. So I don't have to wait until they say the 90-year-olds come on and get the shot. I can just go on in there and get mine because I have underlying health conditions. But I want everyone shot they got out there, okay? I said, I don't care if it is strawberry lemonade. Shoot me up, okay? Shoot me up. I feel comfortable. I wouldn't say comfortable. I'm not to the comfort zone that I'm totally relaxed, okay, because I don't know. Well, we don't know, and they don't know. And I have a lot of friends that are anti-vax. They don't get it for whatever reasons, and that's okay, too. I want to put my condolences out to my friend. She lost her son, Evelyn Pace. She lost her son, Derek Pace, and they're having a memorial service, and guess I'm not going to attend. Okay, I'm not attending, and I'm not attending because I just do not feel comfortable, okay, in person. You know, they'll probably do a virtual, but I'm not comfortable in person. I said, no, I don't think so. No, I'm sorry. But even though you don't see me there with your eyeballs, if all they need to do is look out the window and see that little monarch butterfly flying around, and they know it's me, I'm there. But I'm not attending, and it bothers you, you know. And I'm pretty sure not only with me, with all of this, you know, other families and stuff. It's, you know, but I have what you call wisdom, and I must take care of me. So it sounds selfish, but I guess I'm selfish. Okay, my nephew, he's home from the hospital. You know, he had a bout. They sent him home.
Oh, good.
He has an oxygen. First week, you get up and take a few steps and have to go get that oxygen. He didn't like that stuff because he's Eva Knievel. You know, he'd be skydiving and stuff. So he's cussing out everybody and very irritable. You know, he's irritable and they're mad and getting their feelings hurt. I thought, suck it up. quit singing the me song. He's sick, okay? Put a tape record on. Tape him. Play it back for him when he get better. He won't even remember singing it. You must come from yourself. You know, toughen up. Put your big girl's panties on and your big boy's socks and just deal with it because he's ill. He's frightened, and it's totally different from him, okay? So I hope I chill him out from long distance. I say, I know you guys do not want me to go come and roll in there on my skateboard, do you? Because I'm not flying. I said, I'm getting ready to go tune up these wheels right now because I will have to roll in there on my skateboard and make sure that stuff is in order. You know, I try to keep it happy, bright, and light with him. We can't imagine. No one can imagine until you've gone through it. So, you know, suck it up and quit singing the me story. That's it. So, that thing. So, the boosters are good. I'm researching. Some of the, like, Pfizer has the booster. I'm not sure about Moderna. I don't know about Johnson. So I guess there's a waiting period for everyone, and you will find out. I mean, if you take the booster, you're going to have to be boosting for the rest of your life or what. But, you know, I'll just be in there finding out what happens because, you know, I go with what the old folks used to tell me. Get it and see what happened, and don't get it and see what happened. You got a choice, and that's the way they leave you. You got to think about it and figure it out and do what works for you. So I'm glad that it's happening. I don't feel that individuals should totally relax, okay? And each week there's another one coming out from somewhere, okay? You know, I try to stay on it. I like to get information from the CDC, and if I have any questions, I have a few friends that are epidemiologists, so, you know, they really, really know what's going on out there because that's what they do. And just kind of just figure it out for myself, Tiffany would I, you know, and just keep on smiling and trying to stay as balanced as I can. What is this, mental health month? Yeah, this is our month.
Yes,
it is. Because we all got some issues.
So,
whether we admit it or not, we all got issues.
Right. Well, it's been an interesting one for me. Last Thursday, I interviewed a colleague. Well, not a colleague. Well, you could say a colleague or an associate, much better. And he talked about it. He's very knowledgeable, has set up programs in the mental health department in California and other areas. And his take on it. It was very, very interesting, as he's also a pastor. So, mental illness and how the church should be involved in the community and what their role is. It was a very interesting thing because at one point, I think the state of California wanted him to develop a program for those imprisoned that were like Hannibals. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, So the most uncontrollable, not even uncontrollable, but the most insane ones you would find in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So his take was a very, very interesting. And, of course, he had a, he also was a pastor, so there was a little twist to it. Well, I'll probably be doing some other things and talking to perhaps some pastors this month. Other than, you know, pastors in the community and then other pastors that I know, another pastor that I do know that has had a radio show for the past 30 years. So I just want to get different opinions and different beliefs. You know, I'm bipartisan. I don't sit on one side of the fence or the other.
Right.
I'm in the middle. So I'm very neutral. But I think that the discussions are very, very important.
Yeah, well, the dialogue has to be there. And you can't sweep it up under the rug. And when people speak of diversity, they always have diversity. I say diversity don't work without inclusion. It's diversity and inclusion. They go together. They're a blend, okay? because if you could be diverse, you know, you could be, you know, just because you got a brown skin, or, but that don't mean diversity. That doesn't prove diversity. Diversity couples in with inclusion. They go together.
Mm-hmm.
I was always mm-hmm. on that diversity committee when I was attending university. I was on that particular committee, and they were trying to get information from the students and wondering why the students were not coming in and voicing their opinions. I said, everybody don't have a big mouth like me. Everybody don't speak up like me. I said, but I'll make a suggestion. Put you some boxes, suggestion boxes around the campus and make it, you know, where they're anonymous and you're gonna get some information and then you can take it from there. And then I left that university and went on to go to the next level and got there in my first class, the first quarter, was diversity and inclusion, right? I said, why did
mm-hmm.
I do this? So I went back to the committee. I told them, you know, you tap all that paper, tap everything you thought about. I said, bringing in, you know, they have companies, training programs that can train on that. But diversity has to come from the mindset. So you can spend thousands of dollars bringing in a group that's about baking up diversity, but if they don't know how to get to that mind, you can forget it because it's a mindset.
Yeah.
And it's just not a word. And you got a person that been believing in themselves or whatever they was taught as a child, that stuff is embedded there, all right? And if they haven't taken
mm-hmm.
out time to mix and blend and get other sides of it, they're going to keep that mind just where it is, no matter what you bring. I say, tear up the paper. It's not going to work. Mm-mm, it won't. And I love when I started back, I started in art. Then I went into psychology. And I said, okay, this is boring me. I know what makes my brain work. So then I ended up, you know, I'm a people person. I ended up in the sociology realm of it, but whenever I speak with people or whenever I'm called upon to support or assist or just be there, you know, when persons are having, I call it meltdowns, they're having meltdowns, they're
mm-hmm.
going to deal with the people that they trust, okay? And so it's good to be trusted. It's good to be thought of. And you go in and you talk with them, and you understand and you listen to them, but you also congratulate them, because most of the time individuals that have meltdowns, they say, well, I was this and I was that, and I couldn't talk to anybody, no, because they don't want anybody to hit those triggers, because that could be the person that gave you the meltdown. So it's not that you're in a psychiatric ward. They're observing you, and congratulations to you, because now whatever you felt before you went there, when you feel it again, you'll know what to do. Congratulations. And it just floored, because you know where I'm going, but it is. It's an eye-opener. It's an awareness. You know, you're learning more about you. I told them, they told me I should take medicine when I was 2. Because they could never shut me up. They wanted to give me medicine, but it didn't work. They said, she needs to take medicine at 2, and I don't like aspirin, okay? So now, who is capable of having a meltdown? Okay, me. So I said, go visit.
Mm-hmm.
Go visit places where they're doing observation. I said, one thing you will see is that everybody is polite and pleasant to each other. Check it out. I said, don't be the medication, because all of them there know that they got an issue, okay? Otherwise, they wouldn't be in there together. So if I see Susie Bell sitting over in the corner, I know Susie Bell got some kind of issue, because if she didn't, she wouldn't be here. So, and they're
mm-hmm.
very, very respectful. So when I speak with people and speak with groups, they said, Linda, you should be a therapist. I said, no, I have to save that time for my own, okay? I had both of us will be laying on the couch. Talking to each other, right? I know. I can't quite go that way, because the patient will be on one sofa and I'll be on another, and we'll just be laying down there booing together. Nope, cannot do that. But it's good to to understand, and it's good that they're having the mental health month, because it's a serious thing. And if you are not trained, and if you don't recognize that's what's going on, and you really, really have to care, you know, it takes observation and recognition, and not only to another person, you better observe and recognize yourself. Yeah, it starts with you.
Yeah.
It really starts with
you. It does.
So, you know, you drop down
really
in a
does.
Slump. You drop down, and it could happen at any time. It just takes on how much are you taking on. You know, you got people that don't
mm-hmm.
know how to rest, don't know how to relax, Tiffany, don't know how to go sit on the rock.
No, I know. And then the holiday season is coming.
Oh,
people
yeah.
People are going to be excited.
Oh,
they're going to
oh,
feel
yeah.
a little stressed. Because
oh, yeah.
they have to go shopping and find
oh,
that
and
gift.
And it's not
going to
be nothing out there to buy, because it's all sitting in the port of Long Beach on the boat. Okay. And then if it does get to the merchant, it's going to be triple the price, because they got to make money. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be one of those.
Yeah. I understand that. But I think a lot of people are going to be excited. You know me. I miss sunshine, miss positive
yes,
here.
Yes, I know. I know.
I'm like, yes, everyone's going to have so much to look forward to, because realizing that you may not have seen your relatives.
Yes.
This will be the first time that you've been shopping, really shopping, you know, in probably in a public setting.
Yes.
Like we used to do.
Yes.
Seeing
the beautiful Christmas trees and the lobby.
Yeah. Right,
that.
And then all the decorations and,
yes.
the tree decorations and going to see all the decor, like, you know, in the valley they have,
oh,
I don't
yeah,
know if
those,
it's about
yeah.
like 10 blocks.
Yeah,
have you been there? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Like all
yes.
those lights.
Yes.
That might be something people can do, because you have to stay in your car.
Yes.
You have to stay
that's,
in the car.
That's the plan.
You can get out, but there are very few people that get out, though.
I'm going to put
but
that on my list. That'll be a plan to bring me in, because last Christmas 2020, I told you, Rudolph said, excuse me, you better call them Texans and tell them you ain't coming, because I am not driving that sled down there with a mask on to cover up my beautiful red shiny nose, so we not coming. I told him, I sent him all videos. I say, Rudolph say he refused to come, so we're not coming. So I had to make 12 videos. It took me 4 hours to do it, because to a Texan, if you send one, you better send all, or don't show up down there. So if it's 20 of them, 20 families, you better send 20 personalized videos, okay? Otherwise, don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they real strict about that. But I'm so glad. I'm looking at the countdown here, and you know this is short and sweet, but we have covered the Mariola kickoff. We covered the other states, the state of Texas and their abortion ban. That don't mean nothing. They're going to have so many underground abortion clinics. You'll be able to do what you need to do, okay? So they can mandate whatever they want. It just ain't going to happen. It's just giving somebody else another way to become an entrepreneur, okay? It's always going to be underground and around the corner, okay? I can tell you that. So that don't mean so, yeah, okay. Okay on your band. You just can't walk up in the hospital
yeah.
and request one, but believe me, you'll be able to get one. Mm-hmm. Okay, you will.
Well, that's truthful.
No.
That's very
no.
truthful. That's a very,
no,
I mean, that's,
you
you've always been very
entrepreneurship. Shoot, you might have to go over to Nellie's house around the corner where the brown fence is and go to the back past the cows, and there's a big hospital back there. Oh, yeah, they're going to find a way. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Texas. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, but it's a country.
No, I'm just trying to keep you connected to Texas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said, you know, I love coming from the land of the red, red sun. They say, you know, I love it when people say, oh, Texas, you know, oh, y'all so country. Uh-huh, we sure are. I didn't learn how to ride a horse till I came to California. First horse I got on it backwards, okay? But it's a different type of thing. The space is spacious. It's just a different type. And the persons are different. You know, there is no phony people. You either, you know who like you, you know who don't. You got me? They don't play, they don't pretend. And everybody is respectful to one another. And if there's a fire or something that breaks out in the community, everybody will make sure they move together. Now, I'm not saying you're going to go eat dinner at their house or they're going to come and eat at yours. But there's no separation. Everybody's together, you know. So you don't know Mr. John over there might be wearing overalls and wearing over shoes and he can buy the whole town. Okay? You never know about Texans. They believe in letting you wonder about it. You have to remain mystique. Not, and they say, oh, Texans brag. Yeah, they do brag. They need 4 and 5 chandeliers in the corridor when you walk in their home. And everything is big and you might see 10 cars in the driveway. Uh-huh. But you're going to see all of that because that's what it's about. So when people say ghetto, I say, I don't know nothing about no ghetto. I wasn't a ghetto girl. I didn't find out about a ghetto until I came to California. I didn't come from the ghetto. Okay? But, you know, to each his own, and I never had a hungry day in my life, so I don't know. So, you know, different types mm-hmm. of things, but you're taught differently, and your mm-hmm. strength is directed to you differently, and your attitude is differently, you know. But it's real. You won't have to wonder, but you have to be respectful. You know, you welcome somebody's home mm-hmm. and disrespect them, they're going to be carrying you out of there. That's just the bottom line. Excuse me. This is my home. So I'm glad you brought up my hometown. I like talking about that, Texas. So somebody say, well, if you like Texas so much, you should move back. I said, no, I'm here to teach you respect. That's why I'm here. Okay? Yes, that's why I'm here. I got to teach you how to be respectful. Mm-hmm. So that's my mission. But Tiffany, with an eye, well, you done took me to six different directions on Mind for Monday. We have a lot to be mindful about. As I share with them, you know, no discrimination. When you discriminate against others, you discriminate against yourself. You know, so when others are suffering, you're suffering. So it's about keeping it happy, bright, and light. Be determined. Keep everything clear to where it has to go. And on that note, I'm going to end us with, you know, my favorite saying, Mr. James Baldwin, if you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limits to where you can go. And I always say, or what you can do. Tiffany with an I, we're going to call it an evening. We love you. Thank you so much for being here with us, taking our time, and I can't wait till my spot come on the show, okay?
You know, I'm so excited. I will let you know. I should be saying, you know, giving more promo to it right now, but...
Yeah, just tell them I got a story because I'm coming on late. And my topic is what keeps me balanced. What is my... mental awareness medicine, so I can tell them about the 52 personalities. Mm-hmm. Yep. Them
that
girls.
Should make every, I mean, it should be very interesting, I should say, and entertaining.
It will
and
be. And
that's really
be
what
fun.
The show is really about for me.
And it's
right.
going
to
be fun.
It's informative and entertaining, and I'm going to have good guests. I just want people to speak their truth, whatever that is.
Okay.
You know,
you
there's no judgment.
For it. You asked for it, and on that note, we're going to say goodbye, everybody. This is Tiffany with an I. I see it. I find it's a solution, and I get it done. Tiffany, we love you. Have a great evening.
Love you too, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you. walk on by.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cass.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
All through the land.
We give, showing others how to live.